June 29, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. House Building. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son to die for me and your Spirit to dwell in me. Have the reality of those two facts give me inspiration and purpose for this day. Read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. God's promise to David. After the king was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you." But that night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. Are you the one to build me a house to dwell in? I have not dwelt in a house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with a tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now then, tell my servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pasture, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the names of the greatest men on earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with a rod welded by men, with floggings inflicted by human hands. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Nathan reported to David all the words of this entire revelation. Reflect. Who walks with you on your journey of faith? Thank God for them. My wife and I have a competitive relationship. We each like to outdo the other in doing nice things for our spouse. That's what we see here. David wants to build God a house. God, on the other hand, wants to build a house, a dynasty, for David. It's a great picture of a mature relationship with love at its heart. Love that prompts both David's desires and the grace of God. David is also growing in faith. He has a spiritual companion and advisor in Nathan. He has a deepening understanding of the nature of God, who affirms the symbolism of the tabernacle as a sign of God's desire to be with his people wherever they go, foreshadowing the promise of Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. David models something important here: what our relationship with God can be like. Here are intimacy, wisdom, trust, grace, and faithfulness. Are we there yet? Do we, like David, have friends to journey with, companions on the way? Are we longing to do things for God just because we love him? I think this chapter paints a picture of what we should be aiming for. Let's seek that maturity daily. Apply. If you don't have a spiritual friend, ask God to bring one to you, and together seek to know God better. Think, too, what one thing can you do for God today, just because you love Him? Closing prayer. Loving Father, continue to help me grow in my understanding of who you are and of your love for me. Give me greater and greater reason to worship and serve you.